This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
405 DGS. Did Wheeler quit again?
I don't know where he went.
Huh.
It's his segment, too.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Let's pretend to be asleep, for real. When he comes, here he goes. You ready?
You farting again?
What if he just like left while we were all our eyes were closed?
They're sleeping.
Take the opportunity to like, sneak right back out.
He's like, all right, sounds good to me.
Hey, everybody's napping. I'm going
to
go. Bye.
Don't have to tell me twice.
I loved pretend to be asleep when I was a kid. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Whenever someone was walking in, like, pretend to be asleep, I'm like, oh.
My nieces have the cutest game they like to play where it's just like time to go to bed and I'm tucking them in for bed, right? But it's like, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to bed. But they love to pretend to be asleep for a little bit and then sneak out of their room and be like,
cute.
We're up! And they want to do it like 15 times in a row.
Oh, I remember.
And they're like, you have to go over there. You have to be so mad when we get up. I'm like, okay, whatever you guys want to do. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, my niece now, she's 3, and she does her favorite game is to play, like, reliving her day going to school.
Aww.
So she wants to be, but she wants to be the mom or the teacher instead of the student.
Yeah.
So she wants all of us to play a role. So, like, one time I was the student, and I had to go take a nap because it's time for a nap after school.
Yeah.
And I just laid there pretending to sleep, and after a while, she's like, wake up, whack.
So cute. Yeah, you can imagine having me as a dad, and there are two Daves. There's, as we discussed, quiet, aloof Dave, and then there's da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so while Maureen is a wonderful, superlative mother, I was the playmate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you can imagine doing voices and doing all the Simpsons voices and doing all the stuff I do. Phoebe, I was just like a hired hand. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like a clown that would come to your birthday party. She'd be like, okay. We're going to play this one again, except for this time, you're the mommy, and she is very sick, and the dad's quite concerned. And I'd be like, okay, rock on, let's do it.
I know you'll be shocked to hear this, but I've been that person since even before I even had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm around kids, I'm one of the kids.
Yeah.
Same.
That's it. And why not?
Why not?
It's fun.
It's fun. It's a rare
opportunity.
Yes. Would I rather be hanging out and playing games like that, or would I rather be, you know,
Phoebe
grilled on something more serious, having grandpa talk about politics?
Phoebe was super into Monster High. So they're like Barbies, but they're monsters. And she got this big ass Monster High dollhouse.
Oh.
And I used to ask her to play.
Like, you want to play Monster?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, when I was a kid, I had universes in my bedroom. Just worlds in my bedroom. And I could play for hours by myself, which is weird because now I hate being by myself. But back then, I loved it. I can do it today.
Maybe you just need some action figures, Dave.
Yeah. I got a few.
This made me think of one when my daughter was little. One of her favorite things, she used to do this all the time and ask me. I'd be playing a video game or something. She'd say, can I play it too?
Mm-hmm.
And I would give her a remote that wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And she would act like she was playing and think that she was. And I would be doing it. And And then she'd be doing basically play-by-play, thinking that she was doing all of these cool things in a racing game or whatever. And she had a blast. And it was so much fun. And then later, when she got older, actually doing it was even more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope I have grandkids. Like, I don't know about Nick. Phoebe's probably my best bet. And she's a ways away, let's hope.
Well, I mean, look at it this way, though, Dave. I had my wife and I had our first kid when my wife was 23.
Mm-hmm.
I was 24. It's not that far away.
Yeah. No, and that's great. I mean, being an early grandpa, I think, is fantastic. I'll take what I can get, but being a first-time grandpa at 75, I'd rather do it sooner.
No, that's an
interesting
point.
Like, I'm more concerned with my daughter than my future granddaughter. So I want her to live her life. Speaking of that, I mean, Rach, you're right at that age. And Kev, you have a daughter right at that age. It's different for everyone, clearly. But what do you feel like is a good age to be married in this generation?
I think it just depends on the person and the maturity level and the willingness to make that step for yourself.
Does it give you a pause? Say that you had a cousin who was 21.
Yeah.
And they got engaged. Would you feel like you would have a little talk?
Yeah, I think that's a little young. But again, it's dependent on the person. It's dependent on the relationship. But I just think of myself at 21. And I'm
it's
like,
a big
no.
thing now. Like kids getting married sooner.
Really?
Yeah. Gen Z. It's a big
thing. I had just turned 23. My wife
yeah,
was 22.
But you're a wheeler.
No, I know. I'm saying like.
That's what I'm saying. It's
but
different
it varies.
Different people.
Right.
Yeah, it really
yeah,
is.
It varies. I would say others, you know, because you don't. It's sometimes it's the person, but it's much more how well do you know the couple. Right. If you've not spent a lot of time around them, you have no real idea whether or not it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around somebody a lot, you can be like, hey, you guys, you know, you're always fighting or whatever. I think there's times where you'd want to have those conversations. But, I think we spent so much of like modern human history feeling like you had to do things on a certain schedule. And that was the wrong way.
Yep.
I think we have it right now. It's all over the place because people are all over the place.
Yeah.
Same thing with having kids.
Well, growing up where I did, when I did, if you were not, and it wasn't like the Scarlet Letter, like if you weren't married by 25, people weren't calling you an old spinster, but it was perfectly acceptable to get married at 21 or 22. No one, you know, you're already working at Shell as a laborer or an operator or something, and it was just totally fine.
Yeah.
So I saw a TikTok the other day that said, if you are an unmarried woman over the age of 26 or 27, what would you call that woman? A spinster, typically?
Just a lady?
Well, yeah, but like historically,
typically,
it's like, oh,
maid.
She's an old maid. She's a spinster. It's actually the correct term is a thornback.
Yikes.
I know.
Dang.
I know. It's like, could they have been any meaner
no
to people?
No kidding.
What does spinster even mean? I don't understand the term. I know who it refers to.
Yeah.
I don't get the origin of it. Like, I don't understand, like, what you
spinning wheeler?
Yeah, it comes from the word spinning, which means to spin. And it was used to describe a woman's occupation as a spinner of thread. So I guess that was a job that was often done by unmarried women. So they called him a spinster.
All right.
You guys really do have it so much better off. Like, just watching movies from the 40s, they would non-comedically and non-ironically talk about girls going to college to catch a husband. Like, it wasn't
that. Your MRS degree.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but there's...
MRS, I have never heard that. That's great.
She just made it up.
No, it's a thing. I do think we have it better, but there are also like specific new challenges that young ladies have to deal with today that, I mean, I don't envy the 19-year-olds out there, just the stuff they have to sift through and the decisions they have to make for themselves. I was on Instagram the other day, and Instagram showed me a video of a very popular, shall we say, OnlyFans star talking about how free she feels doing that line of work.
I think I know who you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very popular. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, is this really the messaging around OnlyFans? Is like, this is the way to free yourself? Is very troubling to me. There's plenty of young ladies who can do that. and that's what they want to be doing, and they do genuinely feel empowered by it, and I have no problem. I believe me when I say I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is selling it to the average young woman as
the
your
narrative.
Ticket to success.
Yes.
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I think it needs to be called out way more than it is in the media and just on a person-to-person basis, because it's not accurate and it's leading suspectable young women down like a very bad path. The way to be free is to not post yourself doing sex acts on the internet. That is, you're putting yourself into a whole new thing that you're never going to be able to escape from.
Yeah, and you may make a lot of money.
You may, and you may not. Like, you that's the other thing. Plenty of women are making this choice, and the people in their lives know about it.
You only hear about the ones making 80 grand a month. Yeah.
Yes, and they're not making, they're not millionaires from it. So
now she
just,
tells me.
Let's just be a little bit more realistic.
Could have saved you a lot of time.
Could have saved me a lot of time doing all that stuff on the internet.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
It's just troubling. It's like, I feel so free. It's like, okay, you do. Please don't sell it to a 17-year-old as like their path.
Totally agree.
I've seen a lot of people talking about, like, on Twitter, just, you know, on the, just people discussing it, how they like will start one and then within like 2 months they'll end it and, you know, and be like, ugh, I probably wish I hadn't done that, but I had been told that it was the,
you can't like, unring
like,
the bell.
Well, and like Rachel's saying, I had been told it was a lottery ticket. I had been told that it was like, dang, I can do whatever I want if I just do this very easy thing. And that's not really how it worked out for me.
So many things like that in life. Cryptos like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them now, so it's interesting because in all of them, you're pursuing the low percentage chance of a huge success, right? And you're doing that, say, if you're trying to become an actor, if you're trying to become a baseball player, if you're trying to play be a musician, like, a, you know, if you want to be a rock star, so to speak, your odds are you're not going to. But what you're going to have to do in the lead up to that isn't going to necessarily compromise you in any way. But OnlyFans could.
Yeah.
If you did that and it, well, you flamed out and you weren't, it's just for whatever reason, and now that's on your track record if somebody looks you up.
But
and,
even if no one ever knows, you know.
Well, that's true. And then it's all about how you feel about
and
it.
Right. And there are some people who feel fine about it. And like I said, that's cool. But I think there's a lot of young women who get pulled into it thinking like, this is going to be one thing. And then they find out it's another. And we just need to be more honest about that.
Yeah.
We just need to call it like it is a little bit more instead of being like, oh, yeah, I mean, follow your heart. Like, I don't think this is the key to women's liberation. Call me old fashioned. Mm-hmm. But I don't think so.
Someone will always make a fortune off of sex. Today, it seems like there are more people making more money off of sex than ever before. And you just, I mean, is it the one thing that we have an unlimited appetite for? Seems to me like at some point you go, okay, I've seen this. I'm kind of tired of this, meaning that it's going to run its course.
Oh, well, I mean,
like not sex, like just the OnlyFans thing.
Oh, I mean, all of those things tend to, right?
I don't know.
I mean, wasn't it like hypersexualized in Rome too? Like you. I don't know how accurate like Caligula is, but
well, it was of that time. Like it went, they went through cycles like we do.
Yeah,
I mean, like that. That's it is the one thing. Like for example, I mean, they call prostitution the oldest profession in the book for a reason. I mean, it's been since the dawn of humankind. So, or at least the dawn of civilization for that structure to exist, as opposed to just the behavior that existed before. But yeah, I don't think that's ever going away because we're wired that way.
Yeah.
Right, I mean that's why we that's why there's 8 billion of us.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, we would have died out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good point.
Yeah,
no, it's a really good point. 425.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DGS on KMOX. Did you ever do debate club?
No.
I never did either. But
I
did.
Yeah, I should have.
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do the thing like resolved? And then they would say the statement and you had to debate it?
So how ours would work, it wasn't so
much. You said, like, get this crap?
It was a class. Yeah, you'd go up there and you'd be like, get a load of this loser next to me. No, you couldn't look at each other. You had to stand next to each other and face the class and the teacher. And then you would give your point, and you could kind of argue back and forth a little bit, but it was encouraged to not be like aggressive.
Sounds incredibly awkward. Nod.
It was fun. I liked it. I liked it a whole lot, actually.
I have a resolved.
Okay.
Resolved. Sadness is caused by intelligence. Discuss.
Well, don't you think that like animals that we don't consider that intelligent can still experience sadness?
Like Wheeler?
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say, I'm dumb, and I still...
You've seen like a puppy that's like when they lay their head down, they do a big sigh, and they go...
Well, you must have been good at debating.
This poor guy. Yeah, that's pretty... I mean, that's the first thing I would bring up with puppies. It worked every time.
Let's stick with humans. Do you think the smarter you are, the more apt to depression you are?
Nah.
No. Because I think it goes beyond that, because there are plenty of brilliant people who have no seemingly connection to the human race whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a
like
good point.
Like Elon Musk. He's very smart. He may not be the genius people think he is, but he's very smart. And he seems to be very out of tune with humans.
Mm.
Yeah, I think depression is something that kind of comes for anyone.
Like diabetes.
Well, it is genetic in a lot of cases. And, yeah. I mean... If you look, I'm not saying like poor people aren't smart, but if you're like in a position, I think you could be in a position where like you have a low IQ, you're not making much money. I would be pretty depressed in that situation. I think there are plenty of people who experience depression that you wouldn't be like, oh, they're the next Einstein, you know?
Maybe if we rephrased it a little bit, David, instead of, you know, people, the old saying is ignorance is bliss. Maybe being oblivious is bliss. Like not caring, like not even getting involved in the outside world or in a lot of different things, because that would not necessarily mean intelligence or lack of intelligence. It could just simply start with a lack of caring.
Yeah, I have a very good friend who has completely stopped watching any news, and they're much happier.
Yeah,
yeah,
I totally get that.
And they don't have to make their living like we do,
right?
Talking about the news, they've just completely checked out. They didn't know about the Gaza thing. They didn't know about So jealous.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.